Amy Klusian is co-founder of Backlot Bash, Chicago's most attended women's festival that takes place during LGBTQ Pride Week, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Amy.
Hello, Charlotte. Nice to be with you.
Tell us about Backlot Bash.
Backlot Bash is a Chicago-based event and music festival that my business partner, Christina Roberts, and I co-created, co-founded, co-produced since 2004. It's the Midwest's largest outdoor pride event for women, and this year marks our 14th year producing the event. We expect close to 6,000 attendees over the course of the event. And a little bit of history, Backlot Bash started, as I mentioned, in 2004, in response to the lack of women events and the limited presence that we felt with female artists in the Chicago LGBT community. We started a one-day event to showcase local talent and also showcase community organizations. And it's basically grown into a two-weekend, four-day festival composed of five distinct events, if you will, mostly due to the response support we get from businesses, community partners, charitable organizations, and the LGBT community in general. So today, it's pretty much an iconic staple of Chicago Pride Week, and it's a fun event. We try every year to have a good mixture of established artists and up-and-coming talent from the LGBTQ community. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to bring in well-known performers like Ruby Rose, Fortune Feimster, Shelley Wright, Kate Manning, Lisha Haley, Taryn Manning, Gina Yashere, just to name a few. And at the same time, we can create opportunities for new talent to gain exposure and build their fan base through our events. Every year, we do provide a portion of our proceeds to a variety of charitable causes in the LGBT community. We're happy to provide that support. And, of course, we're excited to offer a welcoming, safe, and entertaining space to thousands of people, many of whom don't always have this opportunity to have an event like this or to experience an event like this in their own community.
What events do you have planned?
There's really something for everyone. We like to think at Backlot Bash, our event is geared to reach a broad spectrum of the community. All races, creeds, ages, backgrounds, economic statuses, no matter what somebody's gender identity, we're welcoming and feel, you know, we have an event lined up for all. This year, our event starts on Friday, June 16th. We have a Girls Night Out event, and this is our official kickoff party. It's held indoors at Lark Lounge in Chicago the weekend before our official Chicago Pride weekend. So it's a chance for everyone to get excited and warmed up for kind of what's coming up next as we head into Pride Week in Chicago.
Who will be performing this year?
So we're excited about the extremely talented performers we've lined up this year. We've got bands, hosts, and DJs from different states, from all over the world, many of which, you know, our attendees have never seen. Our Girls Night Out event on Friday, June 16th, features Whitney Mixer from Real L Word. Our Whiskey, Wine, and Women event on Friday, June 23rd, we'll have music by Jess Goodwin and outstanding local talent and vibes by DJ All The Way K. Our Family Day on Saturday, June 24th, features award-winning children's musician Laura Doherty and her band, The Heartbeats, as well as girl bands, a new kids band, and a slew of other activities and performances for kids. Moving into Saturday, our all-day bash, that's the day that features amazing performers and DJs, including Kiomi Valentine, J.D. Samson, DJ Good Boy, Tori Houdat, and all-female bands, Sembot and Catfight. And the lineup for Pride Day Sunday, that's after the Chicago Pride Parade, includes DJ duo C and Gun, which features Daniela C from The L Word and acclaimed international DJ Gunloon Demo. And both pair up for an amazing set, so we're excited for that. And the day also features DJ Good Boy, YouTube Sensations, and LGBT advocates Bria and Chrissy. And we're super excited to announce that American singer, songwriter, rapper, model, and radio host Dev will be headlining the event on Sunday. Her show style, I think, combined with her confidence and passion, makes her a perfect performer to close out our festivities on Sunday.
What would you like to accomplish with Backlot Bash this year?
My business partner, Christina, and I are very mindful of what we want to accomplish each year. From a personal standpoint, we always strive to create a better and better event each year. And for us, providing and producing, you know, world-class entertainment, with world-class performances, and in a way that welcomes and showcases Chicago's LGBT progressive environment and active LGBT community to the world and to attendees. And beyond that, for members of the community, we hope they leave inspired to be engaged in the community in a way that fits their passion. And we want them to know they're important, to know they have a voice, and to know they have a community that cares and that has their back.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in a Trump administration?
I think there's two important components to this that are intertwined and interdependent on each other. I see an important community of LGBT organizations, you know, national, state, and local, that have a huge voice within the institutional structures of our society, you know, whether that's healthcare, youth rights, civil rights, media, marriage rights, you know, within those, I really see leadership and membership that, you know, is invigorated and motivated by what we see going on and the changes of administration. They're motivated to lead where needed, I think, and to resist where needed and collaborate where needed with other non-LGBT organizations and really activate where needed because, you know, I think this administration spews a toxicity almost and threatens our rights and dignities and our lives, you know, by targeting us oftentimes as less than, you know, in their policies and ignoring or denying the real issues that exist, such as, you know, bullying kids and schools and things like that. So I believe these organizations need to and are, in my opinion, educating, advocating for, and protecting our necessary rights for our equal standing. And this helps us all. And I guess the second component that I think is important is about us, the individuals, the people, the members of the community. I'm seeing so much individual engagement, moments of courage, and, you know, more singular grassroots efforts and efforts on the part of individuals more active in support LGBT causes and to support those organizations, voice their opinions, and stand up for themselves. So I see an emboldened and passionate future for our community, and I'm so thankful for that. It only takes one person to spark better understanding and change. So I'm very confident through our organizations and through individuals speaking their voice and even events, you know, like Backlot Bash and similar events that take place around the country where, you know, we build more and more solidarity and collective voice passing day. So, you know, I'm proud and I know we'll be successful and get through this.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
Well, in my opinion, you have an insecure, entitled, immature man as president of the United States who really bullies anyone and everyone who's different from him or who disagrees with him. And, you know, unfortunately, this man is the highest position in the country and in the free world. And what I would say to the LGBT children who are facing bullying to this point, where suicide is even an option in their consideration set, is I think I would try to listen. You know, then likely tell them that they have a grand purpose in life and they are so important and valued and loved. And generally, I think I would advise, you know, they tell their guardian or an adult they trust about their experiences and maybe can help provide them tools and techniques to help them handle bullies, like organizations like StopBullying.gov or GLSEN, organizations like that maybe they could turn to and know they're not alone.
How can people get info about Backlot Bash?
Most of our info is online at our website, so that would be backlotbashchicago.com. And from that site, you can email us. And mostly the best way to follow us and keep track of everything going on up to the minute is our Facebook and our Facebook accounts and Instagram. You can follow and like us. You can like our page and follow us, and then you'll get all the updates. We're also on Twitter and, of course, hashtag backlotbash, and we'll see everything that you post.
What other projects are you working on?
You know, we also continue to produce our once-a-month Girls Night Out party that takes place the third Saturday of every month in Chicago. And actually, we've helped coordinate and get the word out because of our audience base and our reach on, like, political activities and demonstrations And so we're always trying to let our guests know about other opportunities to get involved and support other organizations. So, you know, expect some sort of that type of civic involvement and engagement to continue.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish people would ask, you know, why should I visit Chicago for Pride Weekend? There's so many options across the country. And I guess I'd say, you know, for starters, it's not a far trip from anywhere, no matter where you live in the country. So it's pretty manageable to get to. Also, the LGBT community is so strong and vibrant here, and it encompasses so much of the city. So when you come in for Pride Weekend, it's really a citywide celebration that focuses on all aspects of our community with so many people participating in the various events and activities. And, you know, when you're here, the lineup of events we have at Backlot Bash have to be on your list, because you will not find, you know, more down-to-earth, friendly environment with a full slate of top-notch entertainment to fill each day that weekend. So make the trip to Chicago. You won't be disappointed.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yeah. My mantra is be real, be present, and act out of love, not fear. For me, it's a simple reminder every day that just helps me navigate through not only when times are kind of challenging, but also when things are great. Just sort of helps me kind of stay grounded. So be real, be present, and act out of love, not fear. That's my mantra.